When Feed the Children's Erin Engelke looks back on the community response to the May tornadoes, she recalls the outpouring of support from around the nation.
People felt so called, personally touched. You know, either they knew someone who had been impacted by the tornadoes or they themselves had been. We all felt so called to do absolutely everything we could to support the victims and the families who were affected.
The desperate desire to help often resulted in donations of tangible goods rather than cash. People called Engelke wanting to give bottled water, Gatorade, and diapers. But she says people's perceptions of what was needed didn't always line up with what survivors were asking for.
When victims are met with a disaster of this capacity, water only gets you so far. So a lot of what we saw on the ground was, you know, for a lot of these families, they didn't have cars to go to a donation site to pick up the donations that had been collected. Or, you know, they didn't have, you know, the cookware, let's say, to cook foods in their home, or they just needed a place to go.
Feed the Children received $2 million in cash donations, but roughly $11 million worth of in-kind products for the tornado relief effort. University of Central Oklahoma marketing professor Stacia Wertgray understands society's reluctance to give cash rather than goods. It's a reluctance she feels herself.
So I would never contribute to the American Red Cross, but I don't mind contributing to an effort locally that's going to be targeted to something I'm interested in. So if I were to give $100 to the Red Cross, where's that going to go?
Wertgray's skepticism of nonprofits and the overhead cost is common among donors following a call for monetary donations.
Obviously, you've got to have the means in place to track and to make sure that everything is above board.
Houston Hunt is the VP of marketing for Griffin Communications, the parent company of News 9, which helped put out the call for donations after the tornadoes.
But the thing with, you know, cash or check or gift card is that it is flexible and it can do a multitude of things that and help them towards the path to recovery that a lot of in-kind donations unfortunately can't.
Erin Engelke with Feed the Children agrees. She wants people to understand how much further their help would go if they were willing to make monetary donations.
They can personally go out and buy the bottled water. They can go out and buy the bleach or the work gloves or whatever it is and feel like they're tangibly doing something. But it's also important for people to know that cash is king, that we can do so much more with someone's donation, financial donation, than if they were to go purchase the item themselves.
And in addition to cash, Engelke says what's really needed at this point are some more helping hands. The influx of volunteers that flooded into the area immediately after the storms has now petered out. But Engelke says they're still very much needed to help residents replace furniture, organize their finances, and move into new homes. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.